You're listening to SBS News.
In an escalation of tensions last week, the United States moved to add the Chinese telecommunications company Huawei and its 70 affiliates to a list that effectively bans the sale of US technologies to the company. That led Google to suspend all business activity with Huawei related to what it calls non-public transfers of hardware, software and technical services. Alex Kidman is the technology and telco editor at finder.com.au and explains Google's move.
Google's been compelled by the US government, along with any other US firm, from doing business with Huawei. And the issue there is that Google is the supplier of the Android operating system and the services that run on it. And this is things like Google Maps and YouTube and Gmail and the Google Play Store where people get their apps from.
The US Commerce Department has since lifted part of the prohibition, allowing the company to buy American-made goods for 90 days in order to maintain existing networks and provide software updates to existing handsets. Mr. Kidman says this was done over concerns about existing customers being impacted in the short term. But he says there's still a concern for what happens beyond that 90-day window, with yet-to-be-shipped phones likely to be highly implicated.
You get into the period where Google's expected to release the next major update of its Android operating system, Android Q, and that would almost certainly be blocked from directly appearing on new Huawei phones.
It's being seen as a blow for the telecommunications giant, which has established itself as one of the world's top three telco providers. Huawei reports that it operates some 1,500 networks in more than 170 countries and regions, serving more than one-third of the world's population. But the ongoing trade war between the United States and China has seen the company come to the centre of attention for the wrong reasons. Kelsey Munro, a research fellow at the Lowy Institute, says that's because the United States has repeatedly accused the Chinese government of using the company to spy on Americans.
Huawei denies that it's a security risk. It's not a state-owned company in China, and it denies that it would assist the Chinese government with spying activities. But its critics say that doesn't matter because Chinese law actually requires companies to support the state in espionage and intelligence activities if required.
The Executive Vice President of Huawei UK, Jeremy Thompson, says the company is being unfairly treated.
We feel like a football in the middle of two giants. This is a trade war issue where the United States and China are right in the middle of a trade war. The timing of the executive order, which came out last week, is cynical and is clearly aimed at maximising the damage to Huawei at a critical point in the trade negotiations.
But the Australian government shares US concerns and has followed other countries in banning Huawei from being involved in the rollout of its 5G network, a move that has angered the company and China. Ms. Munro believes the concerns are warranted.
It's quite difficult to tell how much politics, that sort of politics, the US sense of competition with China is driving this. But certainly it's clear that the security agencies in the US and certainly in Australia, they do believe Huawei poses a security risk and accordingly should be banned from the rollout of the 5G networks in those countries.
Huawei will not lose all access to Android, as the core operating system is an open source project, meaning any manufacturer can modify it and install it on their devices without having to get permission. But in practice, the company will lose support from Google, making it more difficult to provide security updates and to ensure software fixes actually work on the devices. Alex Kidman at Finder says any loss of support makes Huawei more vulnerable.
The real concern there is if we have another large-scale exploit that could affect Android phones, as we did a few years ago with Heartbleed, for example, then that could affect Huawei phones which wouldn't necessarily be able to be patched by Google.
In a statement, Huawei says the US actions involving Google won't impact customers, adding that it will continue to provide security updates. But the developments are already beginning to turn consumers away. Mr. Kidman says that while buying a Huawei handset now may not put you at risk, it could do so in the future.
People are already pretty resistant to jump brands, even within Android, because of the small-scale user interface differences that you see between those devices. when you introduce the complication of, oh yeah, by the way, all the apps that you had on your phone will not be there, and you'll have to hunt and peck for replacements. It's not even just a question of, oh, I've just got to install them again. Those apps may not exist on Huawei's own app store.
It's also unclear what this could mean for the future of the company that has continued to push to be the number one network and handset provider. Mr. Kidman says that the company could just offer a phone similar to what is provided in China, although these phones wouldn't have access to Google services. He says that could create significant doubts in the minds of buyers. He suggests they could also reintroduce themselves as a sub-brand to distance themselves, or could even look at creating their own operating system. Mr. Kidman admits those are long-term ideas for a brand suffering in the present amid the ongoing US-China trade war.
Anyone buying a phone right now would want to give it some significant thought. And the tragedy here, in a way, is that, especially in the premium space, Huawei is actually producing some of the best phones you can buy, both in terms of value, but also in terms of features. They've got essentially the best camera. They definitely have the best battery life of any phone I've tested to date. But if they're not going to be updated, if you're not going to be able to do those smartphone things that you want to do on them, there's much less reason to buy them.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.